I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Japan's quake survivors are returning to the ruins of their homes. There's no heat, water, or food. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says they're responding through a network of national partners.
One of the things we've been able to do is find ways to help get hot meals, warm clothing, sanitary needs to those people who are without electricity and water.
BGR is doing more training, too. Why?
Basically, the gospel goes from a person to person, doesn't go from just the food and the water. Those things are important, but it's the people that we're working with that are followers of Christ, that are ministering and giving that cup of cold water, giving that word of hope.
Meanwhile, after the recent death of one Bible translator and the disappearance of yet another, safety is a concern. But Bruce Smith, president of Wycliffe Associates, says technology is actually improving conditions for translators.
Enables teams to collaborate across towns, across countries, and across the world, literally, by connecting to the internet. And that reduces the need for people to be out in insecure situations.
Each kit shaves about 2 years off a translation project. Help at our website. And a former drug addict is reaching out to would-be hopeless cases in Russia. Last fall, Sasha joined an Operation Mobilization team that works with at-risk youth. Since then, he's been working with orphaned teens at a vocational school. According to statistics, only 40% of them will escape prison or death from narcotics. Sasha was recently able to start meeting with students to positively influence them and tell them about Christ. Pray for transformation. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With all the trouble in the Middle East, Sat7 would like to offer you a free DVD so you can see how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.